just the little things and the things that I love and I really just want to talk about, like, kind of the things that we take for granted in life and that we forget about and we forget to think about. So this episode is going to be centered all around love. That kind of sounds a little bit cheesy, but that's okay. So just to start off, I think really with everyone, like in the United States right now, it's Thanksgiving. And with everybody talking about Thanksgiving, it has been made me like think about this too, because I keep seeing those videos of the teachers and they're like things that Miss Smith is thankful for. And it's like a list of all their students. And like, it's like, oh, like Charlie's smile and Katie's like gratitude and things like that. And like, it's so adorable to see all that. And it's kind of making me like, it's making me a little bit more sentimental than I think I usually am, because everybody right now is just being really, really kind to each other. And I really wanted to kind of embrace that. Another thing that kind of inspired this is I remembered this idea that was told to me a little while ago by my brother Gavin. He is my older brother. He's 3 years older than me. He is 22 years old, which is kind of insane. He's 22. That feels so far away, but at the same time, so close. But we are two very different people. I mean, we do have a lot of things in common where we'll be like, oh, like that is something that really just got like copy and pasted between both of us. But I would say as a general, he and I have a completely different like outlook of the way we view life. And we like think about things in a like pretty different way, just based on like our interests and like our morals and things like that. And sometimes my brother will say the absolute craziest things. And I'm just like, I'll sit there flabbergasted. Like, you did not just say that. Like, that's not real. But sometimes he will say like the most inspirational stuff. And it's usually when we're like one-on-one and he'll become like this actual human instead of just like my older brother. And so sometimes when this time when it happened, I was stressed out about something. And it was like really like I was kind of getting really upset and agitated about something that had happened, how stressed I was. It was probably about school. I honestly don't even remember, because it was like, it was probably around 2 years ago when this happened. But whatever. Whenever I was in a situation where something like really, like something, oh my God, I'm messing this up, guys. Let's rewind. So he said to me that whenever I'm in a situation when something really crappy has happened or when I'm stressed, I try to remind myself of everything that is good in my life. Like, for an example, like, yes, I'm stuck in traffic right now, but I have a car to drive. I'm not on the bus. Like, I'm not walking. Like, I'm in my car. So even though I'm stuck in this traffic, like, at least I have the car. Or like, yes, it's cold outside, but I'm fortunate enough to have a winter coat that fits me and and that is warm. So that it's just really about like looking for those little things that like, oh my goodness. Sorry, I'm thinking about my brother and I having this conversation, and it's really special to me because we aren't like the closest of siblings. Like, he lives 4 hours away from me. I don't get to see him all the time. And sometimes when you remember things like that, it's really special. But so I've been thinking about the fact that Gavin had said this to me. And it was kind of a really crazy thing to hear from Gavin, because that's not really his vibe at all. He is very much like Mr. Tough Guy. But it's kind of also really, really interesting to me that that is what he said, because it kind of puts him in perspective to me in a way, in the way that like he views everything compared to how I view everything. And ever since then, I've kind of used that little philosophy of like reminding yourself of what's good in your life to kind of get over some of the bad things that are going on. Now, to be fair, I do forget about this philosophy a lot, but recently it's come back to me and I'm trying to work with it. And yeah, it's just this little piece of advice that kind of keeps me grounded when things get really, really stressful or I'm just upset about things. I can kind of look around and be like, oh, okay, like here are all the reasons why I'm actually really, really lucky. Anyways, I have been talking for about 10 minutes now, and I really want to give props to our morning show hosts because they kill it and they talk for a lot longer than I do at once. And I think as far as I know, it's been pretty much just them and the mic as well. So I'd love to give a good old props to my wonderful morning show hosts for being able to talk for so long. But I would like a tiny, tiny little breather, guys. So I'm going to pick another song to put on. And I really do love Noah Kahan right now. So I think I'm probably going to pick one of his. And I think next to Call Your Mom, my other favorite is going to be Paul Revere. So I am going to put on that song really quick, guys, and I'll be back in a few. That is another one of those songs that I absolutely just adore, like especially with the bridge of that song. Oh my goodness, there's something about Noah Kahan's like vocals that just kind of like scratch my brain in the right way. And I've like, there are just like, all of his songs are so fantastic, but there are a couple that really just want like make me want to sit here in silence and like just listen to the music, because wow, what a good song, guys. That was Paul Revere by Noah Kahan. So anyways, I'm going back to what we were talking about before. I cut my, like, I have these cute little notes here and I forgot to finish the one part of the notes that I was on. So, especially with how stressful that school has been and everything, and like midterms. And so first it was midterms and then it was essays. And now we are already like, by the end of this week, we're going to be into exams, which is kind of crazy. I think now is a good of time of any to kind of talk and think about all the things that we're thankful for and that we love and that just kind of make us smile. So I made a short little list and I'm gonna go over it with you guys because I think it's kind of fun and it's also kind of keeping me humble. So we have some fun things and then some silly things. So let's go through it together. The first thing, we are going back to Thanksgiving. On TikTok, I keep seeing all over people making Teenie's mac and cheese. Now, Teenie is a chef, and she is like Gordon Ramsay level. She's been like a line cook. She's done all of this. Like, I don't even know how to explain it, but she is like really, really good at what she does. And she has this mac and cheese recipe, and for some reason, the entire like world is hating on her for this, and they're like, oh, like it's copied, like it's a that recipe's been in my family for years. And some people are like, oh, you ruined my Thanksgiving, everyone hated it. And I'm like she never does it wrong, guys. Like, she showed you the steps. Like, I don't think it's her, but everybody is being mean to her right now. And honestly, it's kind of crazy to me that like people are like hating so much because of a mac and cheese recipe. Like, it's, guys, it's mac and cheese. Like, let's be so for real. Which kind of brings me to another thing, which is like, so today, the type of noodles that she uses is, I don't know what it's called in the States, but it's not the same, because in Canada, they're called Scooby-Doo noodles, and I think that is so adorable. And I remember learning that when I was in, I used to work in a bakery, which was, like, connected with the prepared foods, and they'd always be like, oh, you have to use the Scooby-Doo noodles because people like them better because they're, like, twirly. So we used to always use those for our mac and cheese there. But I made mac and cheese today for dinner, and it was so, so, so good. And I freehanded it. Like, it's butter and garlic, and then I took a couple seasonings from there, like from our spice cabinet. And then you add a little bit of flour, you add a little bit of milk, and then you add your cheese. Like, it's really, I even added cream cheese this time, and it was fantastic. I put a little bit of chicken in there too. It was so unbelievably good. And I'm just thinking, like, how are people, like, messing up their mac and cheese so badly to the point where they're like, oh, this is inedible? I'm like, it really, like, it's, maybe it's just because I can cook. Like, I say I can cook. I can cook some things. Like, I can make, like, a few recipes. But I feel like people are getting really, really angry about that, and it's kind of insane. But I was just thinking, for the point of this, like, little section of the what I'm thankful for, is I'm thankful that for dinner today I had really, really good mac and cheese. Oh my god, I wrote this out thinking that I would say something, like, really, really fun about it, and it would be, like, really inspirational, but no, I freehanded myself some mac and cheese tonight, and I really just needed a good meal, and I had it, and it was delicious. Moving on, guys. Oh my goodness. Okay, so next up, the next thing that I like love so, so much is Christmas season, which is coming up. I'm so excited about it. So I've already, like, started decorating my room, and I did this a few days ago. I have Bath and Body Works, like, Christmas scented candles, which really just, like, at first it sets the mood completely, like, that. They are my favorite ones. I've been doing crushed candy cane recently, so my whole room kind of smells like peppermint. But I saw this really cute thing on TikTok, and it's like a book tree. And you basically just, like, flatten out your books and you stack them on top of each other until they form, like, a little tree. So I did that with my books. I did it with the books that I didn't particularly enjoy, or just ones that were already kind of, like, a little bit wrecked. Like, if the seam was broken, or if there was, like, stuff on the pages, just so I wouldn't, like, ruin my nice books. But I have a little book Christmas tree, and I've got a couple candy canes. I have my advent calendar that my stepmom bought for me, and it's like a little gingerbread house, and I have it's and like an ornament of all the friendship bracelets that I got at, well, not all of them, but a lot of them that I got at the Eras tour. My friend Hannah had gotten me, like, a clear ornament that I could fill it with all these bracelets. And I have that hanging as well. So I have my cute little Christmas, like, display. And it's making me so happy every single time I see it, because I'm like, it is almost time. It's almost time. And it's December now, too. I am so unbelievably excited to see my family. I get to, like, Christmas is, like, or just the holidays in general are really special, because I am one of four siblings. So when we're all in the same place, it is, like, extremely rare, and I try to cherish that, because I don't get to see them all, like, all the time. So we're all going to be together, and I'm going to get to see my parents and be at home. I'm also going to get to go see my mom and maybe my grandparents as well. And it's just, I miss my family so bad living here, especially because it's such a far drive, so I don't get to go home a lot. And I always hear, like, people, and they get to go home and see their family and their siblings all the time, and I'm so jealous. So I'm really, really, really looking forward to seeing my family coming up. Speaking of which, my mom just texted me that she is listening. Hi, Mom. She's watching Outlander, so she's catching the second half of my show. Anyways, the next thing I'm excited for is shopping with my sister. She is, I saw her the other day, and I've been really, really, really lucky to, for the past few years, to have gotten really close with my sister, because I kind of grew up and out of my little kid annoying phase. I wouldn't say I'm completely out of that, but I've definitely improved. And so my sister and I, we both live in Waterloo, so I get to see her the most out of all of my siblings, and we've made plans to go Christmas shopping together because both of us are a little bit lost about what to get our siblings. So we're going to try and work through it, which I'm super excited for, especially just because I think gift giving in general is a really nice thing. I always did that as a kid. I would try, even if I couldn't buy something, I would try to make something for everyone in my family, even though a lot of the times my brothers didn't really care for the little mini clay animals that I made them with my craft sets. But I really do love like giving gifts. I'm just, you know, people grow and I don't know my family sometimes as much as I think I do, and I need like help finding something to give them, especially my brothers. What do boys like, guys? Like, I got Tyler really likes like vintage clothing, and my brother, I got him like a shirt last year. I can't even remember what I got my other. Oh my goodness. Either way, if anybody has good recommendations of what to get 20-year-old males for Christmas, please tell me because I'm so lost. Anyways, under Christmas, the next thing I have is bringing family together, which I've kind of touched on. Also, walking in the snow. It snowed for like, we have a lot of snow up here in Waterloo. It is kind of like, I want to say like half a foot, maybe a little bit more than half a foot. I mean, I think I cleared a lot of snow off my car in order to get here. But I was walking home the other day and it was snowing and it was so beautiful. And it just kind of like, even though it's freezing cold with the snow, I'm kind of happy that it's finally here because usually snow starts in November and we didn't get like any. So it finally started snowing and I was walking home and I had my, like, I was all bundled up. I had my scarf on and I watched these two little squirrels like playing around in the snow, and it was absolutely the cutest thing. And I was just so, so happy in that moment that was me like standing there and getting to watch those squirrels. And it kind of connected me to the season and everything. And I was like, wow, like this is what's happening. And I'm so here for it. And then the final thing for the Christmas season is the music. I have made my Christmas music playlist. It is, once in a while, I'll just put it on to like study to, or I'll listen to Christmas music in the shower, which I think is really funny. But I feel like a lot of the Christmas music, like, I don't know, I think it's kind of basic what I've got on here. Like, I have like the Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Oh my God, it's on there twice. Wow. All I Want for Christmas Is You, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Of course, some of them I have specific versions, like Michael Bublé and like Taylor Swift's Last Christmas. But I also have like all of the Nonsense Christmas on here, which Sabrina Carpenter is releasing like a Nonsense Christmas on, I think, like Disney or Netflix or something. And I don't know if it's like new music or if it's like a movie, like I have, or just like the behind the scenes of making that little Christmas album. It's called Fruitcake, by the way, guys, which I think is kind of awesome. But I'm looking forward to that. I think it's on December 6th. Anyways, I'm really, really happy listening to Christmas music this year, especially because I'm not like working, because I used to be working in like a grocery store. And the Christmas music would play all day, every single day. So eventually you're like, okay, that's enough. But I'm glad that I'm in a place now where I can really enjoy it without getting sick of it, because I feel like Christmas music isn't something that you ever want to be sick of, you know? Maybe I should put on a Christmas song, guys. But which one? Which one? This is actually kind of hard. I don't know the names to the Christmas songs that I like. I'm going to search it. Because I can see some of the names, but I don't know. Okay. We're going to see if this is the one that I'm thinking of and cross our fingers that it's not a random song. But it's Happy Xmas by John Lennon. If I'm wrong, I will let you know. Let's see how this goes. Okay, that was definitely the right song. I just don't know if it was like, if I'm just not used to that version of the song playing, or if I'm always hearing someone else's version. But that song specifically, I love because it reminds me of Harry Potter. And I'm going to get into that in a couple of minutes. But right now, the next thing on my list is the Taylor Swift concert. This was by far one of the like greatest nights of my entire life. And my friend Hannah will text me. Like, she texted me the other day and she's like, this is just a reminder that you and I went to the Taylor Swift concert and saw Taylor Swift and Gracie Abrams live. Thank you. Have a good day. And I was like, I really needed that. Thank you. Because I, like, for a minute, really, really forgot that I experienced the best day of my entire life. But no, it was truly so unbelievably magical because we got there and we honestly, we got right in. Like, we did not have to wait in a line, and we were trading friendship bracelets with so many people, and it absolutely just like made my day. It made my entire life to see like the little girls, like their face like light up when they were asked to trade friendship bracelets, and everyone was trading too. Like, adults were trading. I made 160 bracelets. I think I brought about 150 to the Eras tour. We traded about 120 of those. And it was just, it was so unbelievably like heartwarming that everybody was just trading friendship bracelets and everybody was like interacting. And it's really just this kind of sweet, amazing community that's been formed with that, because what other concert are you going to go to when everybody is socializing like that without like fear of being judged or anything? Like, it is just such a safe space, which I think is so amazing. Also, a couple things about the Taylor Swift concert that I am especially thankful for. First one is Gracie Abrams' vocals in Free Now. I have that video posted on my Instagram because it is like truly one of the most like crazy live vocals I have ever heard in my entire life. Like, I listened to just the beginning where she's singing the background vocals, and oh my goodness, like, it's kind of insane. And I can't fathom the fact that like I was there when that happened. I think it's kind of crazy. Anyways, and then the next thing is that our surprise songs. First, we got Sparks Fly from the Speak Now set, and she mashed it up with Message in a Bottle, which was such a sweet little mashup. Message in a Bottle isn't like one of my favorite songs either, but she like the mashup with Sparks Fly was really, really well done. So I couldn't even be mad about it because I thought it was so cute. And then the second one was You're Losing Me with How Did It End, which is like by far my absolute favorite like mashup that could have possibly happened. How Did It End is literally like in my top three songs of all time, and You're Losing Me is in my top 10. And those two songs together just kind of floored me and Hannah, who are both there, like standing there in shock. So once in a while, I like to think back to the fact that I'm so unbelievably lucky to have been there. And our tickets were cheap, too. So there's just a lot to be grateful for with that. The next thing I have on here is my mom, who... this is so cheesy. And I know she's listening too. I love you, Mom. When I was sick for like a whole week, I probably called my mom about four times every single day to give her updates. And these updates were, Mom, I'm still sick. Mom, I still can't get out of bed. Mom, I'm tired. Mom, I'm not eating anything. Mom, I'm miserable. And she answered the phone every single time, and she talked to me, and she made sure that I felt okay, and she asked me if I needed anything, and she helped me out so much when all I was doing was complaining. So I'm so unbelievably thankful for that, and that she was able to answer her phone when she was at work, that she's not working at a job where she can't take calls for me. So extreme thanks for that. Also, because she is always there when I need to talk about something, when I'm stressed out about something. And she's kind of brutally honest in the sense, too, where she will tell me both sides of the story. Like, if something, she's like, oh, like, I can totally see where you were wrong. Or, oh, like, I definitely understand your point of view. And it's so unbelievably helpful, too, in that sense, to be able to, like, have someone there to tell you when you've, like, when you've made a mistake, but to also tell you, like, how to fix your mistakes and to tell you that you're doing a good job at the end of the day and to just kind of lift you up in that sense. So I really appreciate that, and it's nice to think about. And then the final thing I have on my list right here is the fact that I'm getting my wisdom teeth out, which I think is so crazy, and I'm not looking forward to that surgery. But if we're going back to the stuff that I said about my brother, about what to think about, I get to think about the fact that my mom is going to be there with me and that she is giving up her New Year's, because I'm getting them out on December 30th, and she's giving up her New Year's Eve to sit with me in a hotel room with me and my swollen face when I can't do anything. So I'm incredibly, incredibly thankful for that. And really, I love my mom, guys. And that is the fact. That's something. She is someone that I am incredibly thankful for. And sometimes you just have to think about those things, about everything that your parents really do for you in the grand scheme of things. Yes. Moving on. Next, I'm going to talk about my dad. I have a couple things that I listed for my dad when I was brainstorming here. The first one is that my car broke down in the middle of nowhere. I was about 40 minutes from home. I had been driving for about 3.5 hours at that point, and I called my dad and I was like, Dad, like, I'm stuck on the side of the road. Like, my car is broken down. And he's like, okay, I'm going to come get you. And he drove for 45 minutes to come and grab me. He tried to fix my car. He called the tow. He wasn't mad. And I was so happy. I was so unbelievably upset. But my dad came and picked me up, and he was not mad at me. He was like, these things happen. Like, you cannot stress yourself out about that. And I feel, like, especially really grateful for that one, because I didn't have to call a taxi or an Uber to get me home. And two, because after I learned that my dad had been driving for almost 6 hours that day as well, and he had just gotten home, and he was home for maybe 10 minutes, and then he got the call from me to come pick me up, and he brought his dinner in the car with him, and he was like, but immediately when I called, he was like, okay, I'm coming to get you. Like, it wasn't like, yes, it was a super inconveniencing thing for him, but it was also like not even a question where he was like, you're in trouble, I'm going to come help, which I'm incredibly grateful for. The next thing is that he helps me with my projects, and he'll listen to my ideas when I'm talking about stuff for school. Like, I'm doing an assignment on a fake or like a hoax, and I told my dad about it, and we have to build this thing, and I needed different planks of wood, and I was like collecting stuff from our fire pit, because we live up north, like in cottage country, with our little cottage now that my parents have moved up there. And he was like, oh, here, like, don't take the ones from the fire. Let's go up, and I'm gonna get you like a nice piece. So he's like, you can have whatever you want. And then he helped me measure it out. He helped me grab like the right things to do for it. And he cut them all up for me, and he gave me them before I left back for school. And I was like, that is so nice, because you honestly did not have to do that. And he just wanted to help and make sure that I had the best quality stuff. And when I was typing up these notes, I started getting really teary. And I'm getting really teary now. There's too much love in the air, guys. It's not even February yet. Anyways, the next thing that I wanted to say about my dad is one of my favorite things is that we watch hockey together whenever there's a game on, and he'll put it on the TV on like Saturday nights when I'm home. We'll always sit and watch the game together, which is really, really special to me, especially since he was the one who forced me into hockey when I couldn't even skate. And now it's like become kind of a tradition to watch hockey all the time. I also want to put it out there that a big thanks to my mom as well for that, for coming and showing up to all of my hockey games when I was a kid. So when I fell on the ice, I had somebody to look up to in the stands who was still cheering for me. I was like 10 years old, guys. I could not skate. I learned, though. Don't worry. Anyways, we're going to move on to the next one. This is probably my favorite pastime, which is reading. And I touched on this a little bit last week, that I'm really, really incredibly grateful for whatever genetics allowed me to have such like good visualization so that I can see what I'm reading, because it fully changes the experience for me. And reading is one of those things where like you can just completely get lost in that, and I love it so much. So I wanted to give a couple of book recommendations. If you are into, well, okay, these are really, really basic, guys, and I'm thinking of them on the top of my head. I haven't, like, written any down. So if you're like, I've read all of these books, this is so basic, I'll come up with some better ones, and I'll tell you next semester. But off the top of my head, I would definitely recommend the Cruel Prince series for fantasy. I'm not a fantasy reader either, but that one is definitely, if I had to pick a fantasy book, it would be that one. For mystery, I really, really love A Good Girl's Guide to Murder. That book series really started to get me into reading, and I've read it a few times now. I also, anything by Holly Jackson, really, but I also really love The Naturals by Jennifer Lynn Barnes. She is the author who wrote The Inheritance Games, and she has another series, and I'm still working on it, but I've read the first book and it was really good, so I would definitely recommend that one. Romance, I don't read a lot of romance novels. Most of the time the romance is like a subplot, but I do really love a good historic homosexual romance. I would go with Aristotle and Dante, Discover the Secrets of the Universe. That is one of, in my opinion, the greatest love stories ever. That book really makes me sob. If you're looking for like mythological books or romance, The Song of Achilles is my favorite book of all time. That book makes me cry like I've also never cried before. Favorite book of all time. When I inevitably get another tattoo, really sorry, Mom, it will be of The Song of Achilles, bow and arrow, heart with the arrow through it. Count my words. Hold me to that, guys. Anyways, so I've been thinking a lot about this, and I really, really want to read Harry Potter again. And I've read Harry Potter more times than I can count. It was the series that got me into reading. For a long time, I was just known as the girl who was obsessed with Harry Potter. I made like everybody in my grade 8 class like take the test to see what their house was. Guess what, guys? I'm a Slytherin. Before it was cool. Don't judge me for that. No. I also get Gryffindor now when I take the test. I think it's just due to like changing over time. But it's like, depending on what test you take, it's usually Gryffindor or Slytherin. So I just like to say both. But please, please don't judge me. I will say it though. I was definitely very immersed into the TikTok Harry Potter culture. And there was a fan account at one point, but I'm past that. I have grown. I also don't think any of those videos are still up online, so there's no finding them in case you're doing a deep dive, unless you've save them from a long time ago, in which case, don't show them to me. I don't need to see them. Anyways, I feel like Harry Potter is such a, like, winter series to me. Like, I was thinking back and I was like, it's like a Harry Potter winter. And that makes perfect sense to me. Also, my family has this tradition, like my dad's side, where every single Christmas we watch one of the Harry Potter movies. It's usually the fifth one, which is so sad to me because why do I have to relive that? But Harry Potter usually plays, or the first. I stand by the fact that the first Harry Potter movie is a Christmas movie. You cannot change my mind, but anyways. So it's a Harry Potter winter, and then I feel like All the Young Dudes is a fan fiction. Nobody make fun of me for that. I have the books printed from a long time ago, but I do still read them every single year, and they make me cry without a doubt, and I will hear nothing of it. And I think that those books are very much fall. I reread them every fall, just the first two, because I do not need to. I don't need to read the third because it ends after the second one and nobody dies and nobody betrays anyone and that just doesn't happen. So I always stop. For my mental health, I stop reading after the second one. And the end of the second one still kind of makes me cry anyways, but not in the way that the third one does. But Harry Potter Winter, All the Young Dudes Fall. I usually read romance books in the beginning of the year. I don't know if that's like a hopeful thing that I like to start my year off like with a little bit of love, but I feel like they're also like romance books are really easy to get through quick. So it'll bring me out of like a reading slump for the beginning of the year. And then I read mystery novels a lot in the summer. I don't even know why. It just happens. So that is my yearly schedule, in case anybody was wondering. But the moral of that story is that I am so, 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 so happy that I get to read, that I have books. Sometimes my brother will get mad at me and he'll threaten me by like burning my bookshelf, which is so uncool. I'm a hater of that, actually. I really do not like that one, but I love reading and I'm so excited for the break, especially because I'm going to start reading again because I haven't been able to read in so long and people keep telling me that they're finishing books and I'm not finishing any books and I don't think it's fair at all. And I really do wish that I was reading again. I started The Reappearance of Rachel Price, which is a Holly Jackson book. And I haven't been able to keep reading it. I read the first two, All the Young Dudes, or A Good Girl's Guide to Murder books for like the third or fourth time. But I haven't got the chance to reread the third one. And then now I want to start Harry Potter as well. I really have it cut out for me. And I just bought the next book of the Natural series. So where does a girl get the time? Somebody let me know. Anyways. I have a couple more things that I'm just going to speed round because we are really running out of time here, guys. It is almost 11 o'clock. Oh my gosh. My mom's read 72 books. I think I've read less than, like, I've probably read 20 this year. And last year and the year before, I was above 40, which makes me so sad for this year. Next year, guys, that's the New Year's resolution. More reading. I'm going to make the time. I did say that last year, though. So I guess we'll see how it goes. I'm going to speed run the rest of these because I don't have notes for them. It's just like little things in life to kind of look at and love. First of all, my cat, the love of my life, truly my best friend. Next, having food to eat. I got groceries the other day and it kind of like really upped my mood so much with the fact that I had a little bit more choice of what I wanted to eat. Like, I didn't need to eat the same generic thing every single day, and I'm really unbelievably thankful that I have like the ability to have different foods and to cook different foods. I think that is like something that almost everybody takes for granted. Anyways, The next one is when your outfit matches your hair, which I think is so crazy coming right after the last one. But something about that just kind of makes my day when I have like a good outfit on and then my hair is done perfectly and they kind of go together. Like, it's like the philosophy that if you're wearing a hoodie, then your hair needs to be up, which I did not do today, guys. I'm wearing a hoodie and my hair was down almost all day. But I kind of like that idea at least. Or like if you're wearing like a turtleneck, then you need to be like wearing your hair up or something like that. Now, of course, nobody needs to do that, but I think definitely sometimes that is just like the cherry on top of like your morning when everything kind of clicks together. Anyways, next one, the feeling after being successfully productive, like when you get all of your work done and you got everything done that you needed to, so nice. Having a glass of cold water or even just like regular water and having like a lot of it. I love water. Some people don't. I really, really like it. Seeing angel numbers everywhere. This one is really crazy to me because Paul Revere, the song that we played earlier, is 3 minutes and 33 seconds. And I looked up at the thing that was recording, Audacity records all the shows to be uploaded, and it was at 11 minutes and 11 seconds. And I was like, that is so insane that I keep seeing these. But I also saw 111 today and 222. And I've been seeing angel numbers everywhere, and they just kind of make me happy. They make me think that something really like special is going to happen. And originally I had thought that that was How Did It End With You're Losing Me, because I had seen them like all leading up to there. But then oh my God, I just heard something fall in the studio and it like touched my foot. And I was like, I thought it was a cat for a second, but there's no cat. Like, my cat's not here. Nothing fell, guys. I just imagined that. That was really creepy. Ghosts. Anyways, I was seeing them up to the concert, and then I thought it was the concert that it was leading up to, but then it kept happening. So I don't know. Something in store, I hope. The next is taking pictures of beautiful things. I love taking cute photos on my phone or when I'm walking and I see something that's aesthetically pleasing and I take a pic of it. I love uploading them onto Instagram too. I am an Instagram fanatic. You're hearing it first from me. It's true. I'm a little bit obsessive about it. The next thing on my list is making other people laugh. I think there's something so special about that because you know that you're the reason that other people are happy, which makes me even more happy. Next, I have my blanket. I have it on right now. It is brown. I got it from Indigo. It is so unbelievably fuzzy and I love it. Then I have the one peach that I had in Italy. I think back to this peach like at least once a week because it fully changed my life. I think I have like 10 photos of me just eating this peach because it was the greatest thing to ever exist, really. Oh no. I accidentally just clicked play on the music. We're back. And then next I have When a Stranger Smiles at You, which honestly, how can that not make you happy? Like, unless it's a creepy, like, weird smile. Like, if I'm walking by someone and they nod their head or they smile at me, like, that is so kind. I love it when we're all kind to each other. And then finally, I have when somebody asks for your help. Just feeling like you're wanted or people want to spend time with you is, like, one of the most, like, underrated things. Because, I don't know, there's just something really, really nice about feeling like people want to, like, they want your knowledge. They want to be helped by you. And I think that's so special. Anyways, we're at the end of this episode, guys. I just talked my own ear off and probably your ear off for a whole hour, which, wow, I haven't done that in a long, 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 long time. But I hope you guys enjoyed this show. I tried to keep it really positive because I know that there's a lot of stressful things going on, but I just think why surround yourself with all of the really terrible things that are going on when you can surround yourself with all of the happy things? Like, If only everybody thought like that, or it was consistent, because it's definitely not. But we're trying. I'm trying. I'm taking that philosophy into account. We're going to think about all the things that we are thankful for and all the things that we have, and think about how lucky we are, and just try and live by that and be defined like Taylor Swift, guys. She says, I want to be defined by the things that I love, not the things I'm afraid of or the things that haunt me in the middle of the night. I almost forgot it, guys. You are what you love. So I encourage all of you to go back and think about everything in your life. It could be literally anything. It could be the fact that your shoes have shoelaces on them and therefore you can walk with shoes. Like, every little thing that you have, I encourage you guys to think about and be grateful for, because that is just one way that you are lucky. And it's really like, when you start thinking about everything and you add it up, you're way more fortunate than you think. So even if you're having a really, really bad day, there is always something that you can find around you to love and to be thankful for. And with that, I would like to wish you all a good night. I love you. Drive safe. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I don't have a song picked for the outro, so bear with me for the next 30 seconds while I scroll through my playlist here and we pick one. I am going to do Snow Angel by Renee Rapp, which I know is a song that is really special to her too. I hope you guys enjoy this one, and we'll see you next semester, because this is the last show. Bye, guys. Hi, this is for the amazing team of editors who are probably going through this. I forgot to press record for the beginning, so I'm just gonna really, really, really quickly run through. I don't remember, like, when I actually remembered to press record, so I'm just gonna read a little bit of the intro, and then, yeah, here goes. Hi guys, welcome back to After Class with Carissa. My name is Carissa, I'm your host tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. I was sort of having trouble thinking about what I wanted to talk to you guys about today, because I've done a lot of music and I've done a lot of different artists and TV shows and movies and just different things. And today it's just me in the mic with no special guests, just us today. So I'm not really playing any games or anything like that like I usually do. And I got this idea last night when I was talking to my best friend from home. I was kind of down and she was talking to me about just everything that was going on. And I asked her to tell me something happy. And within the next minute, we were both laughing. And it kind of just made me think about how easy it is to like flip that switch. And I had completely forgotten a minute ago that I was crying. So today's episode, I've decided to center it around talking about love and all the little things that can be like taken for granted in life.